This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And it is now, we are at the 11th chapter, I believe. And just having knowledge of God's intentions regarding nations and people is a great thing, accepting the responsibility as John, being a prophet, give one a stomachache, actually. And the word of God is sweet as honey. The good news has its dark side. The news about the consequence of continuing in sinful behavior, which ultimately self-destructive, but to be faithful to God, the good news must be proclaimed in its entirety. Now, in chapter 11, we have the two witnesses. The two witnesses. Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, come and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count those who are worshiping in it, but exclude the outer court of the temple. Do not measure it, for it has been handed over to the Gentiles, who will trample the holy city for 42 months. I will commission my two witnesses to prophesy for those 1260 days, wearing sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, the two lampstands that stand before God on earth, that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouths, and it devours their enemies in this way. Anyone wanting to harm them is sure to be slain. They have the power to close up the sky so that no rain can fall during the time of their prophesying. They also have the power to turn water into blood and to afflict the earth with any plague, as often as they wish. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will wage war against it and conquer them and kill them. The corpses will lie in the streets, the main street of the great city, which has the symbolic name Sodom and Egypt, where indeed their Lord was crucified. Those from every people, tribe, tongue, and nation will gaze on their corpses for 3.5 days, and they will not allow their corpses to be buried. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and be glad and exchange gifts because these two prophets tormented the inhabitants of the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered into them. When they stood on their feet, great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven say to them, come up here. So they went up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies looked on. At that moment, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell in ruins. 7,000 people were killed during the earthquake. The rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe was past, but the third is coming soon. Now, this is very complex. A measuring rod, a reed, cut to a specific length, was used in those days in much the same way that you would a yardstick or a tape measure. Measure the temple of God and the altar. Measuring is a form of assessing and claiming. This temple is neither the one in heaven or the one in Jerusalem. It was destroyed a quarter century before the Revelation was written. The temple and those who are worshiping in it symbolize the church, God's people, present in the world. Exclude the outer court of the temple. It has been handed over to the Gentiles. The model for this image is the Jerusalem temple. It had an inner courtyard, the court of Israel, where the people of God worshiped, and an outer courtyard, the court of the nations, or literally the Gentiles, where non-Jews could worship. It's the inner courtyard of God's people that is being claimed by God and placed under His protection, as symbolizing by measuring. The 42 months, apocalyptic second half of Daniel, symbolically describes the terrible, actually could be one of the Antichrists, Antiochus IV, Epiphanes, over the Jewish people in B.C. 160. Remember, one or two, three Antichrists. Symbolic Antichrists. There's more than one Antichrist, yes, of course. And the Jewish people, in the power vacuum left by the death of Alexander the Great, the Syrian general, Antiochus, tried to invade Egypt. Failing, he took his anger out on Israel, forcing them at the point of a sword to abandon the practice of Jewish faith and adopt Greek practices instead. As an example of the cruelty and the horror he imposed, Antiochus once arrested 7 sons and their mother, and ordered each son one by one to eat pork. One by one, the sons refused. And one by one, he had them put to death by the sword in front of their mother. Finally, he killed her as well. He set up an altar to Zeus in the altar of the burnt offerings and the temple, an act called the Bible, one of the abominations of desolation, a form of abomination of desolation. This too can take place more than one time. Antiochus' reign of terror lasted roughly 3.5 years, from B.C. 167 to 164. The year he died, now, it came to represent a time of the most horrible persecutions and sufferings, with the number of 3.5 serving as a shorthand reference to it. The angel in Daniel 12, who parallels Gabriel in Revelation 10:5, told Daniel that the troubles besetting God's people would last a time, two times and a half a time. Literally, time and a half. A time times and a half. This takes to mean 3.5 years or 42 months. Thus in Revelation, 3.5 years. And any numerical equivalent thereof in days or in months represents a time. Now, this doesn't mean that this is the only time this happened. And it doesn't mean that it's been fulfilled completely in this particular event. But in 11:3, the two witnesses described as wearing sackcloth, which is fabric much like burlap, used to make grain bags and worn to demonstrate repentance or mourning. They wear it because of the seriousness of their message and because of the mourning and the sinful state of humankind. Now, there are two of them, because the law of Moses required a minimum of two witnesses to prove a person's guilt in a capital case. 1,260 days, equivalent to the 42 months, 3.5 years, in 11:2. Two olive trees. Two olive trees in the vision of Zechariah 4, which is the background for this, for the vision of the seven candlesticks at the beginning of Revelation. The two olive trees are described by angels as the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth, 4:13. That is Zerubbabel, the governor of, and Joshua, the high priest. Here in Revelation, they symbolize Moses and Elijah, quite possibly. As seen in the verse, they are two lampstands. Now, lampstands can represent many things. The bearers of the divine message, and the lampstands, there are seven lampstands in the beginning of the Revelation. Fire comes out of their mouth, represents the words of judgment that they're going to speak. Like the fires of heaven raining down on the wicked, Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying the enemy. This power and the power to come refers to the 1 Kings 17, in which Elijah withholds rain from Israel as a warning of God for them to repent. The water to blood, and all kinds of terrible troubles represent Moses' bringing the plagues on Egypt. Moses and Elijah were the first and the last of a certain amount of Old Testament prophets. And then John the Baptist, of course, prophet of God. Elijah was according to Malachi, the Lord will send you a prophet, Elijah, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Now, this beast, the beast described in the Revelation, is not necessarily one man. The beast is made up, or can be, a political power, a Babylonian empire, spiritual Babylon empire. The Babylonian power behind the spiritual enemy, the devil. Now, the corpses left lying in the streets, displaying the bodies of the defeated in shameful ways, ancient custom. The great city, Nineveh, wicked capital of Assyria, which invaded and deported the people of Israel, is called that great city four times in the book of Jonah in the Revelation. That this expression could mean that Babylon, ancient Babylon, the great city, was so wicked, and which invaded, and in that time deported God's people, and then where the Lord was nailed to the cross. In what sense was Christ nailed to the cross for all of us as a general group? Everyone took, he took on the sins of everyone. Not singular, but everyone. Everyone personally. And I want you to think about something spiritual. Spiritually. These two witnesses, the two olive trees, we can actually, scripturally, equivalent, have proof. They do not necessarily mean two people, but a type of spiritual power of God's, actually, the body of Christ, being two great witnesses. Now, can this be two bodies of Christ? As seven lampstands represents complete churches. Did you know that? And they're lampstands. They were referred to as lampstands. Olive trees. Referred to. Now, that there's much of the book of the Revelation that is symbolic. Not necessarily dogmatically to people. Now, they're going to lie in the streets, and then they're going to be raised from the dead. Can this mean anything other than two singular people? Yes, it can. And I want you to think about this. These are two things we're going to, or this is one of the things we're going to take up in the next study to give you a little bit more information on. Well, I see we're out of time. Let's go ahead and close for now. And tomorrow we're going to take this up. So you want to be sure and stay tuned, because it's very important. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and give us a call, 928-368-6766. Leave us a message and write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.